Welcome to Wednesday Night Live. Joe Cook got Drew Kelsen, got Coach Dub. I think LC may be in like Tajikistan at this point, considering all the different places he goes. But we're all in Texas, Austin. There we go. Houston, DFW. So we got everything covered up. Going to talk a little bit about recruiting. Going to talk a little bit about Texas Longhorns athletics. So thank you for joining. Make sure you like this video. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. Appreciate everybody joining in. Roaster, Chris Bennett, Victor Santiago. Paul, Justin's not here. He's got some stuff to take care of, but thank you for joining. And I know this is a big weekend, the last official visit weekend. Texas only does three. They try to keep it pretty straightforward to the point. They don't want to have things linger over the point over May and all of June. They just want three weekends for the coaches. And coach is someone who used to be in a personnel department, used to be in a big time G5 athletic department. That's got to be a good thing to know that your focus weekends are only so many.
Yeah. Look, these coaches want a vacation like everybody else. Like, if you know the hours they put in, it's no time off, right? Like, even for the players, they don't get much time off either, but coaches want this vacation time. So let's get these officials done and over with. It's a good time. It's a good, everybody loves it. Get to eat really good, even the coaches too. But man, it's nothing like having a few weeks off, right? Just kind of prepare for the fall, for fall camp and football season.
Blue Tiger, we'll get to this. This is what we're leading off with. Charlie, you were able to get some insight on John Turntine, one of the top offensive linemen in the state of Texas. Four-star, according to On3. No matter what you look, when you look at his physical profile, whatever you look at, don't let that detract from what you think of him. One of the best offensive linemen in the country, but Texas has a fight on their hands.
Yeah, definitely. He's been to Michigan. He's been to A&M. Now he's set to come to Texas this weekend, but those two are making it really tough, man. They are clearly in the mix for Turntine. And everybody talks about his size, but he's measured in weight at 6'4 and a half, 280 pounds at Michigan. So he's gaining some of that weight back, and he's grown an inch. Those two are fighting really hard for him, which they should. I mean, it's recruiting, right? Everybody's trying to get the best players in the country. He's one of those. And so Texas has a fight on their hands, but they have the final say-so as they get the final official visit this coming up weekend. So hopefully the staff is ready to put up that fight, and we'll see what happens after that.
Drew, you were 16 once. You know how much a body changes between, you know, 14, 15, 16 years old. Did you put anything into the weight discrepancy, the weight thing, or did you just still see a great player the whole time?
It really, the skills are the skills. As long as you can, I mean, for me, it's a great, great player. I mean, just at the end of the day, you're not fully developed anyway. We've seen guys, goodness, we've seen guys grow. We've seen guys lose weight. I think at the end of the day, the skill set is there. We can make and mold however we need to once he's on campus. So really no concern there.
I looked at him and I just kind of looked at it at like, you know, the metabolism cranks up real quick when you start, you know, the hormones start running and things like that. Like, that's going to be someone who, when you're 6'4", when you're 280 entering your junior year, like, it doesn't mean you're going to not be able to carry 310 once you get to college. Like, he's going to be fine. Metabolism sped up. It is what it is. Didn't stop North Crowley from winning a state championship. Didn't stop North Crowley from being one of the best programs in the country. And Charlie, it hadn't stopped the best programs as far as offensive lines go from continuing to recruit him throughout the entire spring.
Yeah, most staffs are not worried about his weight where he's at. Man, he doesn't look 280 whatsoever. He has low body fat, but that's what they're for. They'll develop you when you get to campus. The strength and conditioning coach, they'll add the weight. They add the right amount of muscle. They get him on the right program, eat this many carbs a day, whatever the case. Drew may know, you know, you're going to eat, then you're going to have a shake, and then you're going to have a whole bunch of other stuff that you got to take and eat when you get on campus. So let the coaches worry about that. I'd rather him have to, I guess, put on some weight and right muscle versus having to shed and then rebuild. So I think he's in a good spot. I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah, the coaches aren't concerned.
I was about to say, Roaster, you're on Inside Texas, obviously. You know the story here. Like, he's going to be fine. Like, this is someone who you can look at his skill set, you can look at his frame, and know that everything's going to go well. Victor, man, you're putting Coach on the spot here. The right answer is both, but they also do different things.
Ah, man, you got to put me on the spot here. That's tough, man. Whoever I pick, I'm gonna get a phone call. Victor, I don't know about this. I don't know about this. The right answer is both for me, because you know both of them can play next to each other or opposite sides of each other. So I'm gonna go with both, Victor. I'm not giving you that one. I'm sorry.
Smart coach.
I understand that. Before we keep on going, got to show some love to one of our sponsors. That is Lux Kitchen and Bath.
This video is brought to you by Lux Kitchen and Bath. Lux has been offering high-end kitchen and bathroom remodels for three generations throughout the greater Austin area. With five-star review after five-star review on Google and Facebook, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can put your faith in Lux Kitchen and Bath's award-winning designers and skilled craftspeople to bring to life that dream vision of your special home. But that's not all. Lux's all-star team provides full remodels, large additions, and even commercial build-outs as well. So call Lux Kitchen and Bath at 833-358-LUX today. Or visit luxkitchenbath.com to discover where quality meets luxury and begin the process of transforming your home. Get a free quote today by calling 833-358-LUX. That's L-U-X-E. Or by visiting luxkitchenbath.com. Link in the description.
One last recruiting question before we keep on going. Tyler Atkinson, the number one linebacker in the country, prospect from Grayson, Georgia, going to be making his way to Texas this weekend. And Charlie, this is one that, as Texas and Johnny Nansen continues to look for more prospects in the 2026 class, one that we just figured out has a lot of Texas ties today. Yeah.
Definitely. I trained with former Texas linebacker Derek Johnson and the collective. I think that's run by Jeremy Hills or his group in Austin. So the fact that he's working out with a ton of those guys here in the state and he lives in Georgia, man, that speaks volumes for Texas, maybe. You know, it probably helped. BJ probably helped, you know, get him a visit. Who knows? But I think it's great either way. I mean, just like I think you posted a link of his Instagram watching him go through some of the drills. Man, he looks smooth, fluid. Like he's ready to play day one. I'm not sure how much he weighs, but. Absolute stud. I'm glad that Texas gets a chance to have him on campus for the last official visit. And I can't wait. I'm sure they're going to throw everything at him at the wall and see what happens at the end of the day.
Drew, I'm curious. Obviously, if you wanted to, I feel like you go out and tell some, you know, middle schoolers how to take some drops, how to read the triangle just a little bit. What does it take to do that maybe for a five-star athlete, a five-star linebacker or something like that?
It's really tough to teach that. Well, I mean, some of those things you just don't expect to see till college, because regardless, when you're coaching high school, when you're playing high school, if the player can play, you just got to let him go play. And you don't want to do anything that's going to slow him down, especially if he's a dog. So at the end of the day, those are things you can coach because coach against or coach towards, because in college, yeah, you can get taken advantage of by making the wrong steps and everything else. So a lot of times it really comes down to coaching and knowing when to apply that coaching. And I really don't think he'll be tested or need to learn some of those things until he gets to college. But that applies for a lot of five-star guys. You just a false step means nothing in high school. It means everything the further you go. So he'll be able to adjust for sure.
It's exciting to know that Texas is still going to places like Grayson and that they've been able to get their foots in the door. They have landed some prospects from places like Modern Day and even Grayson in years past. And, you know, even a few different other places, Duncanville to be sure. But just the fact that they still have a good reputation, Charlie, it's one of those things where if you can find that one in, you want to find it and then kick the door in and keep going through it as best you can.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good to have a pipeline or a connection, a relationship built in some of the top programs in the nation. You named a few, right? Because, you know, they're always going to have players that pretty much can come in almost ready-made and ready to play earlier because of the development they get in high school and you know what type of coaching they get. So a lot of these schools have a reputation for a reason, but if you have a relationship with a lot of those schools around the nation, use it. Use it to your advantage, because at the end of the day, it's all about relationships with these coaches. That's how you get the kids, and then you know what kind of players you're actually getting when they come from those schools.
We're going to have a lot more on recruiting over the next couple of days. Justin Wells just posted some great notes over on Inside Texas, so go check that out. We're going to have, you know, recruiting intel over the course of the next couple of days. We will have a recruiting scoop here on the channel on Friday afternoon. Anything to add on the recruiting perspective? Elite 11, anything on Dia Bell just to knock that out?
I don't know. I saw a couple of clips from you. He looked good. I mean, look, Dia's a stud, man. To me, I think he's rated near top for a reason. Like, I don't know. Elite 11 change. It changes every day, right? Like, I'm trying to get an understanding because it's like one day somebody's MVP, the leader, the next day. Is it like different drills that they're MVP of, or?
It's kind of up to Elite 11.
Yeah.
Right. It's just really performance of the day. Elite 11 is one of those things, though, where, you know, as every fan base is looking at it and they see where they have committed quarterbacks that are there, or even some that are uncommitted. If your quarterback is the one that gets MVP on a day, you know, one that's committed to you, you're excited. Like, okay, great. But it's funny when your quarterback is not the one to get MVP, it's like, Elite 11 doesn't really matter. so it is funny how regardless of the MVP, how the fans perceive it, these players go there and compete. It means something to go there and compete and throw at other guys. And so I do feel as though with Dia Bell's performance there, for him to, on day one, show up, be sharp enough, stand out amongst his peers, I really don't care about the other days. Like, the day – I mean, he showed up ready to go. So that really says a lot about him, not just as a player and a talent. Okay, his talent was there. But there are some really good quarterbacks that were there. I saw some really good highlights and just guys who get rid of the ball really well. So for him to stand out really says a lot about just how he showed up to compete and how he showed up sharp and ready to go. So that's really good to hear, because if we didn't hear it, we'd be wondering what we're missing out on.
Yeah.
There you go. If our quarterback isn't the MVP, it's rigged because I hate Texas. Duh. It's the anti-BOMC. You know, that's just how it works. But no, I'm with you completely. And Dia Bell's good enough to not need a conspiracy. He's good enough to not need any extra help. Like, he's one of the top five prospects in the country for a reason. Jared Curtis is one of the top five prospects in the country for a reason. And Dia Bell and a lot of those rankings is just right there behind him. So Texas has a fantastic quarterback commit in this class, and it's why I think if you were following Charles Power, who's the On3 director of ranking and scouting, if you were following him and you saw Eric in the replies a couple, or actually last night, asking, like, does he kind of look like Arch? It's not far off. They're not the same prospect, but Charlie, it's just kind of one of those things where, like, if you're going to put these same guys in the top four in their class, like, they have to have some similarities if they're playing for the same offense and have similar builds.
I think
somewhat. I know it's tough. Somewhat, it's real tough.
I mean, but everybody looks at the same measurables. You look at a lot of different things, and I mean, naturally, you're going to try to compare to somebody, right? And so, I think that's about it. But I don't know, man. Different component. I don't know. To me, they're a bit different. I think it got the same leadership qualities as far as how they're raised and just how they maybe command the field and things like that. But I think everything else, they got different games.
With what you just said, Coach. The leadership qualities is almost, it's a prerequisite for even being on campus at Texas. I mean, I think all these guys have not just won and performed. I mean, they've led teams, and you're absolutely right about that part. But yeah, Sark doesn't seem to have a type at this point on campus when it comes to quarterback. So it's really what appears that makes the most sense. I mean, that's where I see the trend, or at least the connection between them.
Oh, man. Good question, Victor Santiago. I'll probably lean Arch at this point. I don't think his high school has asked Dia to do as much running around. I think he Arch. Can. Go ahead.
The answer is Arch.
Yeah. I think you can still use Dia on the ground, but I don't think he's athletic as Arch. And that's not to speak ill of him. It's just they're different players.
Yeah. I think Dia is more of a CJ Stroud. And that means he's good enough. He can run, but I think that's my comparison.
That's his build.
You're going to get a good reaction from the top part of the screen when you say he looks like CJ Stroud. And CJ's mobile, but CJ doesn't do his best work running. So I'm all for that. So, anything else on the recruiting front that you want to go through, or time to talk a little bit about full-on Texas athletics?
Let's go for it.
Yeah, I'm with Drew.
All right, Drew. So as a you're a proud – I don't know if you have it on. You're a proud T-ring wearing former Longhorn Letterman. If you look at the Inside Texas group chat, especially during softball, women's basketball, men's basketball, any sport, Drew will be chiming in probably more than anyone else. And I'm just curious, when you look at Texas winning the Director's Cup, even as a football player, but also as a former Longhorn athlete, just how much does that matter? How much does that mean to people who were not just stakeholders, but participants in those athletic departments, to see the entire athletic department get rewarded for great work in four of the last 5 years?
The pride and winning tradition of the Texas Longhorns will not be entrusted to the weak or the timid. At the end of the day, I mean, when I was at Texas, I think we won a natty in baseball. Baseball,
05, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kat Osterman was there. I don't know how we didn't win one with her and that crew that was there on campus. I mean, Kevin Durant came to campus after that. TJ Ford was there just before me. I mean,
yeah,
there is and has been a standard. Even when there's a lull in the sports performance, the standard is still there. And so that pursuit of excellence is always still there. So I'm just proud, man. Like, athletics in general, the exposure to it, and there are all these sports that we don't even get to watch on TV in certain ways.
Yeah.
But there are people watching in different corners of the country. There are people watching. Now it's the SEC. It was the Big 12. And you have all the national championships. People from around the country see this brand in various lanes and various sports, and it means something. So once you wear it, once you have pride in what it means, anytime, and I mean, anytime you see success, hard work, anytime you see the people and the character that make up the championship teams, it's something to be proud of. So definitely hats off to the program in general, but I'm just proud that regardless of what's happened with football over the last several years, Texas is still Texas. The standard has still been in pursuit, and we're clicking on all cylinders as it pertains to our entire athletic program right now.
One of the things I wrote about is that I think Sark, in that off season in between the 2021 and 2022 seasons, joked about, like, we won the athletic or the Director's Cup and I didn't do anything. Like, he understood just what it means to be successful at everything. And yeah, I understand there are some fans and I don't begrudge them at all who tune in every Saturday and tune in maybe to the NCAA tournament, and that's about it. I get it. And there's no fault in that. But at the same time, like, one of the points I wanted to make, and Charlie, you know this from working in an athletic department, is that if you have championship programs around you, mm-hmm. no matter what, that athletic director is going to say, like, look at them. Look at them. Why aren't you doing the same thing? Or let's all try to do the same thing. Right. And even though at Texas, there's so many people who are coaches, who are directors, who are the best of the best, that is still like a rising tide lifts all boats, or the toughest competition is the one that I face every day. Like, that's the type of thing that Texas gets to see. And that's what tries to elevate them to more of these Director's Cup titles.
Yeah, I mean, these coaches become like, you know, brothers and sisters too, so to speak, their family, right? I mean, Jared Elliott wins, like, I want to win, right? Softball, the girls won. It's like, if I'm starting, like, man, I want to be next. Like, it does. It breeds competition within your coaches and all your sports across campus. And I think it's you're setting the standard that Texas is the place to be no matter what sport you play. I can just remember from outside looking in, I want to say 2005, you guys won. I think basketball had their run. Like, it's like, man, we're about to take over in every sport. Like, this is like, you can brag all year round because Texas is just killing them. So, but being in a program, like, if another sport's doing well, you want to do well too, right? You want to be talked about. You want the accolades. You want to win just like they did. So, I think it helps you step up your game even more because you're trying to win in house and get that same bragging rights.
You know what's crazy too, Coach? I used to be on campus with Olympians. You know, like I was just trying to go to the NFL. You know, and yes, that's the best football league in the world. But I mean, you're on campus and still right now there are Olympic swimmers. Like there are people who are, I mean, they're training to be the best in the world.
Yeah.
They're taking it serious. They're eating right. They're moving right. They're showing up to class. Like these are people you're in class with. So I think that's what's crazy is I think when you're just, we're on campus, big time football, and everyone, you know, loves football at Texas, yet there's still a level of humility that comes with the Olympians who we share weight rooms with. I mean, whether it be volleyball, I mean, across the board, there are Olympians in this sport that represent Texas that go in and work hard. And the exposure that they get, we may not even know some of these people on campus, some of these players that, I mean, some of these professionals that play, I mean, these other sports, but, you know, our fans may not keep up with them, but they may not even find out about them until they become Olympians. I've literally met people who's like, oh, I didn't know they went to Texas. It's because they were an Olympian. And those are people that the football players you get to be on campus with. And really, even beyond the competition, it's just the camaraderie with people who have those standards is like nothing else.
Was y'all's tank in Moncrief? I've been to the tank. I know it's in the new ninth floor north end zone stuff. Where was y'all's version of the tank when you were there?
What's called the tank now? Let's see.
The meal center, basically.
Oh,
the cafeteria.
Oh, it was at Jester, bro. What do you mean? It was at Jester. It was the dining hall.
It's in the ninth floor of the north end zone at this point. And I've stopped by a couple times.
Yeah, we were right there at Jester. Shortly after I left, I mean, we had access to get things at San Jack, but nah, man, we were good old Jester.
But all the same, what's it like when you're walking in and still seeing like there's Cat, or you know, there's
Trey Hardy,
and there's, you know, just Olympian sprinters, swimmers, all the track athletes. Like what's it like just seeing those type of people on a daily basis and knowing like, oh, I got to keep going.
It's just crazy because it's there's a respect there, but there's also a, are y'all going to win? Like there's a bit of, we're going to do more than you. It is competitive in that way. Because you know, the standard. And the crazy thing about football season is when football starts the season and there is success to kick off the year, volleyball gets to experience this too. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is looking at the sports that kicked off the fall to say, all right, it's our turn. You know, how are we going to show up? So there's nothing like being able to have a fun, exciting wrap up your football season. And then you just get to go kick back, watch basketball, watch baseball, go watch some of the winter and spring sports. And then you're seeing greatness right in front of you. It just doesn't stop, man. It's a really cool camaraderie that you get to share on that campus. And that just all goes back to the standard of being great across the board. It's a completely different experience.
Probably the most important question I'll ask you, was Jendy's there when you were there?
Who's that?
Oh man, I guess not. The Jester Wendy's.
Oh yeah. That's what you called it. Yeah. Of course that was there. We didn't have this is before Chick-fil-A existed.
Well, there's no Chick-fil-A in Jester. Well, this is going to become a UT student niche podcast, but like the Jester Wendy's literally has changed its name to Jendy's because it's probably the highest grossing Wendy's in the country. And I know the UT Union Chick-fil-A is also up there. Because of the constant business that it gets. So,
I grew up eating fast food. I'm my only child. So my mom's like, here you go. Parents are like, here, you know, it was nothing, right? Never had to really cook much. I love burgers. I love fast food. When I left Texas, I've never eaten Wendy's since I left the campus.
Because it wasn't down on the first floor at Jester.
I have not eaten Wendy's in 20 years.
Man,
been 20 years. Because at Jester, it was just nonstop. It was nonstop. Yeah. I've not eaten Wendy's now that I think about it.
But you've had Broiler Burger.
Yes. Yes.
Oh man.
The other thing I couldn't have was, goodness. We would get, if we scored a certain amount of points, we would get five free, you know, everyone on campus, everyone in the stadium got like five free wings at Pluckers. You know who couldn't get five free wings at Pluckers?
The student athletes.
Yeah.
Who couldn't get five free wings at Pluckers?
Nope.
Different time.
Oh, man. Now you can get $1 million from a collector.
Exactly.
Oh, man. We'll figure that out eventually. Or publicity rights. That's what they're calling it. Not revenue sharing, but publicity rights. So we'll have a lot more. This is a great weekend to stay tuned to Inside Texas. Lots of recruiting news. Coach, you've been all over it. John Turntine, Jalen Lott, so many different players who Texas has big-time aspirations for landing. So make sure you head to InsideTexas.com. Of course, if you are here, make sure you like this video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Any big news you will find here. And Drew, Coach, thank you so much. Appreciate y'all as always. We'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel powered by InsideTexas.com.